For today's Sabbath day, the topic for mutual encouragement is hostility and forbearance.
这个题目我们是根据主耶稣所说的凶恶的原户的这个比喻，我们呢以这个题目呢来查考一部分。
And this topic is in reference to the parable of the hostile tenants towards the landowner.
因为在这个比喻里面呢，说园主他把一个葡萄园建设的很完美，然后呢租给园户。
In this parable, there was this landowner when he gave his vineyard to a tenant.
然后呢，按照立定的这个时间，也应当要交这个利益给这个主人的这个园户呢，不交给他。
And according to appointed time, the tenant should give his harvest and the fruit to the owner, but he did not.
那么主人呢，差遣去的仆人呢，一个一个都被打被杀。
And all the servants that was being sent by the landowner to see the tenant were all being killed by the tenants.
这些园户呢，我们发现他们有人性的丑恶的一面以外。
And from the perspective of this tenant, we can see the dark side of human nature.
他会跟主人所差遣去的仆人冲突，好像。 这个敌人的立场呢，来看他们。
They were hostile towards the servant being sent by the landowner.
那也可以说呢，里面有利益的冲突啊。There
was also a conflict of interest.
所以呢，园户才用这种敌视的态度来对待。 主人所差遣去的仆人。 And
because of this conflict of interest, the tenants, he showed his hostility towards the landowner.
我们请看马太福音21章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew.
33节到36节。
Chapter 21.
21章33节到36节。
Verse 33 to 36.
你们在听一个比喻，有个家族在一个葡萄园周围，天上篱笆，里面挖了一个压酒橱，盖了一座楼，租给园户，就往外国去。收果子的时候进了，就打挖仆人到园户那里去收果子。园户拿住仆人，打了一个杀了一个。用石头打死一个。36。主人又打发。 别的仆人去，比先前更多，园户还是照样待他们。我们从这个比喻里面这一段所记载的，我们看到这些园户的态度呢，太不应该。From
this parable of the tenant, we can see that attitude of the tenants are very hostile towards the landowner.
那这个园主所差去的仆人呢，也可以说跟这些园户同样是同属啊，都是。
The servant being sent by the landowner are just like the tenant themselves. They're all being served. They're all servants, sorry.
那这个葡萄园出租呢，当年有一个契约规定。
There is also a certain time period for this vineyard to be rented to the tenant.
所以时间一到呢，当年主人会。 差遣仆人呢去收果子。So
when the time is up, it's natural that the landowner will send people to get his harvest.
但是呢，所差遣去的这些仆人呢，一去都没有回来。However,
all the servants that's being sent by the landowner cannot return.
那当然呢，主人的主道已经遇害了。And
the landowner knows that all the servants being sent were killed.
但是我们发现这个比喻里面这个主人呢。 非常除心，一直宽容这些园户的态度。However,
from this parable of the tenant, we also see that the landowner, he is very forbearance and he forgived the people who killed the servant.
但是我们也发现园户呢，态度也没有改变，一直用这种敌视的态度来对待这个主人。At
the same time, we will see the attitude of the tenants did not change. He continued to show hostility towards this landowner.
那么有关这个比喻呢，有广义跟狭义的这个意思在里面。
And From this parable, we can see it from a broader or a narrower perspective.
广义就是指的神跟属人之间的。
From a broader perspective, we can see it from God with His people.
狭义就是指的神跟以色列民族之间的。
And a narrow perspective will be God and His chosen people, the Israelite.
从创世以来到现在, 树人一直跟神冲突啊。
Since the creations until now, men continue to show hostility and conflicts towards God.
神也没有得罪过人, 但是人呢, 往往就是对神有敌树的态度。
God has never done anything wrong to human, but men continue to show hostility towards God.
但是主耶稣讲这个比喻是针对犹太人说的。
But this parable of the tenant is especially referring to the Jewish.
那我们下午所要讲的就是24节到36节这一段。
And this afternoon I'm going to mention from verse
34节到36节。
34 to 36.
这里提到说收果子的时候近了。
Here mentions that a harvest time approached.
那也就是说主人跟园户之间有契约。
And from here we can see that there's a certain time contract between the landowner and the tenants.
那这种租约的条例呢是非常优厚非常好。
And in fact this contract is more towards the interests of the tenants.
我说好的呢就是园户这一边的。
It's show preference to the tenant.
根据呢摩西的律例典章里面的规定。
According to the law of Moses,
前三年呢, 这个做主人的呢, 不打算回收啊。
For the first 3 years, the owner will not ask for the land back.
那么第四年呢, 还要奉献给神。
And on the fourth years, the owner even has to offer the harvest to God.
那么第五年呢, 才正式向原户, 根据所定的契约的条例呢, 来向他收果子。
And it's only on the fifth year that according to the contract that the owner will ask from the tenant.
所以说起来呢, 这些原户呢, 应该认为这种待遇非常好。
So from this perspective, the tenant should have is better off in the contract.
因为这个比喻里面呢, 一开头我们就发现这个, 主人呢, 已经花费很多的建设, 建设得非常完美。
In the beginning, we can see that the landowner has put a lot of his effort in his vineyard.
然后再租给园户。
And then he rented it to the tenants.
所以园户呢, 也不需要, 花钱在里面。
So when the tenants take over this vineyard, they don't have to send a single penny on this to tend this vineyard.
那么根据神, 指示摩西的这种选民的条例呢, 我们可以来了解一下。
And according to the law that God has for His Israelite, His people, we can come to an understanding.
请看利未记19章,
in the book of Leviticus,
23节到25节。
利未记19章, chapter 19,
23节到25节,
verse 23 to 25. The book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 23.
你们到了迦南地，栽种各样结果子的树木，就要以所结的果子，如同未受割礼的一样。三年之久，你们要以这些果子。 如未受割礼的是不可吃的。 24节。
Verse 24.
但第数年所结的果子，全要成为圣，用以赞美耶和华。 25节。
25.
第五年你们要出那树上的果子，好叫树给你们结果子更多。我是耶和华你们的神。 这一段记载神指示摩西向以色列民所定的条例。
Here's a record of the law that God has instructed Moses to the people of Israel.
经营果园呢，头三年呐， 神就, 认为呢, 一定收成不好。
God may think that for the first 3 years the harvest may not be good.
么当然呢？啊，主耶稣这个比喻里面呢，把葡萄园建得很完美，然后交给园户呢，前三年呢，主人也不向他收什么。
And in this parable of tenant, for the first 3 years, the owner of the land will not ask for any harvest from the tenant.
那么第四年呢，全部是要奉献给神的。
And on the fourth year, all the harvest will have to give as offering to the Lord.
当然，主人跟园户跟这些仆人，大家都很快乐啊，因为奉献给神啊。
Now, of course, the tenant and the landowners they rejoice because all the harvest goes to the Lord.
那么第五年开始呢，才要收这个租会。
Only on the fifth year that the landowner will ask for rent from the tenant.
那租会所定的条例呢，应该也算不错了。
And of course, the rent is in favor of the tenant.
根据雅各书里面的记载呢，好像十分，百分之二十了。
According to the book of James, it's 20%.
请看雅各，第八章十一节十二节。
雅各 ，Sorry, it's the Song of Songs.
雅各哈，传道书的后面书，箴言传道书再来就是雅各哈，以赛亚书之前。
Let's turn to the book of Songs.
雅歌第八章十一节十二节。
Chapter 8, verse 12. Songs of Songs, chapter 8, verse 12.
十一节，舍人们在巴利哈门有一个葡萄园，他将这葡萄园交给看守的人，为其中的果子，并交一千舍客勒银子。十二节。
Verse 12.
我自己的葡萄园在我面前，舍勒门啊，一千舍客勒归你，二百舍客勒归看守果子的人。从这一段的记载做参考呢，也就是说，园户的收入呢有百分之二十。
From these verses, we can see that the rent is only 20%.
他也没有投资什么。只是呢，用他的时间跟他的精力来管理这个葡萄园。
He did not have any investment in that land. He only put his time and effort in tending to the vineyard.
那么只要他经营得好呢，当然收入呢也算不错的。
As long as his tending is good, then he should have a good harvest.
那么也可以说呢，在这个比喻里面是指的神。给选民以色列民呢，是非常的宽大。
In other words, we can see that God has grace for His chosen people.
神给以色列民的条例呢，要奉献给神的是十分之一呀。
And the instruction for God to His Israelites is that they have to offer a tenth of their harvest.
那这样说来呢，也可以说这种条例呢，比这个比喻里面更好。
And in other words, this is much, much better than this parable as is mentioned here.
也就是说，十当中呢，九归给以色列民，才有呢，一归给神呐。
In other words, one tenth is towards God, and the remaining nine part is for the Israelites.
也就是说呢，这个主人就是指着天上的神，非常慈悲啊。
In other words, from this parable, we can see that the landowner is likened to our God in heaven. It is filled with compassion.
也许主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，这个条例也许更好。虽然没有讲出来，可能呢，对这些园户呢，不会很刻薄的，一定是非常好的。
And from this parable, though Jesus he did not mention, but we can see that everything is in favor of the tenant interest.
那么园户为什么用这种敌视的态度呢？
But why does this tenant show hostility towards the landowner?
可能他以自己的立场来想，我辛辛苦苦的管理这个葡萄园，那这个主人呢都没有花精神，都没有来这里呢付出他的辛劳。
Maybe the tenant was thinking that I have spent all my time and effort in this vineyard and this landowner he did not do anything.
我为什么还要再交收成的果子的一部分给他呢？
And since he did not do anything, why is that I should give him a tenth of my harvest?
好像以色列民进入迦南地以后啊，这个我所赚的为什么还要再奉献给神呢？
It's just like the Israelite when they enter into this land of Canaan, they were thinking, why is that I have to offer what I have made to God?
也好像我们素人呢啊，我们在这个世界上辛辛苦苦啊所赚的，为什么还要再荣耀神呢？
It is similar like us today, what we have earned today, and we ask ourselves, why is that I have to give my offering to God to glorify Him?
因为现在素人很有很多人不认识神，当然是无知的。
There are many people in this world they do not know God and they are ignorant of the truth.
但是这个盐户呢，他知道啊，这个盐族的建设。
But this tenant here they know very well of the investments the landowner had over this vineyard.
那么以色列民族也知道啊，这个天地万物是神创造的，神出太阳。神呢预备空气给我们享用，这些道理犹太人都知道。
And the Jewish, the Israelite, they know very well that the whole world is created by God.
所以在这个比喻里面，这个盐户呢用敌视的态度，但是主人还是一直宽容他们。
In this parable, although the tenant they were showing hostility towards the landowner, but the landowner continued to show the heart of forbearance.
这也可以说呢，神对待以色列人就是奇袭他们呢，能够有悔改、改变态度的一天呐、啊。
And this is also to tell us that God is waiting for His people to change.
神就是一直在期待这个选民呢，啊，能够悔改，能够有怜悯、除爱的啊这种态度。
And God, with His compassion, is always waiting for His chosen people to change and turn back to Him.
所以这个主人呢，一再的差遣仆人去，虽然一去就没有回来，都丧失生命。
In this parable, we see that the landowner continued to send his servant, but they were all killed, and not a single one returned.
那么在以色列民的历史当中呢，这种情形是非常多的。
And from the history of the Israelite, this kind of incident, is many.
神在每一个朝代呢。都有差遣先知异人去传福音啊，劝勉这些君王百姓归向神。
In every era, God has sent His prophet, His judge, and to teach His people to return to Him.
那么主耶稣在这个比喻里面所说的差遣仆人去收果子呢？当然，这些仆人是很尊贵的，可以说呢，主人的特使啊。
In this parable, when the landowner has sent the servant to get the rent from the tenant, this servant has an important mission.
好像呢，啊，保罗他曾经自称为他从天上来的这个异象，就是呢，主耶稣差遣他去传福音呐。
It's the same like Apostle Paul when he saw the vision from heaven, is to ask him to go and spread the gospel.
那么受差遣的这些人呢，觉得呢啊非常珍贵啊，因为带着特殊的使命。
And for those people who've been called, they feel that they have important mission.
因此呢，这些一批一批去的仆人，虽然丧失生命，他们还是去。
So although all the servants they were being killed, they still continue to go ahead.
好像历代以色列民。的历史当中，历代的这些先知异人一样。
And it's the same with the history of the Israelite, all the righteous people who are being killed.
那么在基督教的历史里面呢，啊，也充满了逼迫啊这些事情，但是人还是越来越热心的。
And throughout the whole history of Christianity, we hear many incidents of persecutions, but still many Christians they are very fervent towards service of God.
就是觉得呢，啊，主耶稣的使命交给他呢是非常宝贵的，
Because they
是很特殊的。
Acknowledge the fact that the mission God has trust upon them are important.
那这些都是表述天上的神希望世人呢能够悔改归向他。
And all this comes to show that our God wants His people to turn back to Him.
我们请看撒迦利亚书第七章。第九节第十节
Let's turn to the book of Zechariah
旧约圣经呢最后的第二卷马拉基书的之前就是撒迦利亚书
It's the last second book of the Old Testament before the book of Malachi
第七章第九节第十节
Chapter 7 verse 9 The book of Zechariah chapter 7 verse 9
万军之耶和华曾对你们的列祖如此说，我要按助理判断个人以除爱怜悯弟兄。第十节
Verse 10,
不可欺压寡妇孤儿寄居的和贫穷人，谁都不可心里谋害弟兄。神的话临到先知撒加利亚。
Here the word of the Lord came again to the prophet Zechariah.
说神呢，对以色列民族从历代开始呢，都是以除爱怜悯对待他们，也希望这些百姓也这样互相对待。
And this is what the Lord has said. He has continued to show mercy and compassion to his people, and he hopes that his people will treat one another likewise.
但是在以色列民的这个国度里面的受会呢，经常有这种欺压寡妇孤儿，还有欺负贫穷人。
But in the society of the Israelite, there are still oppressions towards the widow and the fatherless.
那么主耶稣在这个凶恶的严父这个比喻里面呢，我们发现这些严父呢，欺负主人所差弃的仆人。
And this is the same when we see in this parable of the tenant, that the tenant show hostility towards the servant that's being sent by the landowner.
第一批的仆人呢，被打回去，
会报告的。Batch of servant that's being beaten, they may return and report to the landowner.
那么第二批的一气没有回来，他们就可以料想得到已经丧失生命。
And the second batch that has went and did not, that has gone and did not return, they have lost their lives.
根据这个比喻呢，一共这个主人差了四处的仆人去。
And from this parable, we see that the landowner has sent servants four times.
第四处呢？不止一个人，是差遣很多个去。
And the last time, which is the fourth time, the landowner sent many servants.
但是还是呢，死在这个严父的手下。
But they were all being killed by the tenant.
我们请参看马可福音。
Let's turn to the book of Mark.
十二章第二节到第五节。
Mark chapter 12, verse 2.
十二章第二节到第五节。
Mark chapter 12 verse 2.
这是同样的比喻的记录哈。
This is the same parable, which is the parable of the tenant that we read in the book of John.
到了时候，打发一个仆人到严父那里去，要从严父收葡萄园的果子。严父拿住他，打了他，叫他空手回去。第四节。
Verse 4.
再打发一个仆人到他们那里去，他们打伤他的头。并且凌辱他。第五节。
Verse 5.
又打发一个仆人去，他们就杀了他。后来又打发好些仆人去，有被他们打的，也有被他们杀的。那根据这边的记载呢，差遣四处的仆人去，有的被打没有打死，这些人都回去会报告的。
From this record here, we can see that those servants who were not beaten to death, they came back and they report.
那有的被打死啊。
And for those servants that are being killed,
有的没有被打死也受了重伤。
Those that have not been killed, they were being harmed.
奇怪的就是
they were being badly injured.
奇怪的就是这个主人并没有发脾气啊。
And the strange part is that the owner.Was not angry.
就表示这个主人呢，很有慈爱，一直宽容，以宽容的态度来对待。
And this shows that this landowner, he has this heart of compassion, and he's constantly forgiving the tenant.
所以这一段的记录，我们把它列这个题目，就是敌视与宽容，就是两边的态度不一样。
And that is why we can see the attitude of totally different hostility and forbearance.
那么在以色列民的历史当中呢，这个百姓呢对神一直用敌视的态度。
And since history, we can see that the Israelites continue to show hostility towards God.
那么神就一直的用容忍的态度。
However, God continued to show His compassion and forbearance towards His people.
那么目的就是要促进他们悔改、改变。
And the goal is to wait for them to repent and change.
这是神一贯的作风，对待我们素人这么宽容啊。
And this is how God is and how he treats his people.
那这也是很多基督徒呢很热心传福音的原因啊。
And this is also one of the reasons why many Christians, they continue to spread the gospel.
那么在以色列民的历史当中呢，有很多被差遣的，就是基于知道神是除爱的神。
And through history, there are many people who are being sent, and they know that God who sent them is one that's compassionate.
那么有关以色列民的历史呢？我们从他们立国开始，后来呢，分为南北朝的，就是以色列国跟犹大国啊。
And from the history of the Israelite, we can see that when the kingdom was divided into the northern and southern kingdom, Israel and Judah.
那根据圣经的记载呢，北朝的以色列国比较不好。
According to the record in history, we know that the northern kingdom is not as good as the southern kingdom.
神呢，也是照样差遣先知异人去传福音给他们。
But still, God continued to send prophet to spread the words to the people in the northern kingdom.
但是大多数都受害。
But many of them were harmed.
那么南朝犹大国呢，也是神啊，照样一族的。差遣先知异人去传福音呐、啊。
And the southern kingdom with this land of Judah, likewise God continued to send prophet to spread His word.
所以主耶稣在这个比喻里面的缘故呢，就是主的这些北朝的以色列民跟南朝的犹大。
And from this parable, it refers to the northern kingdom Israel and the southern kingdom Judah.
我们请看列王记下十七章十三节。
Let's turn to Book of First King.
列王记下十七章十三节十四节。
Sorry, Second King, Chapter 17.
十三节十四节。
Verse 13. Second King, Chapter 17.
但耶和华借众先知先见，劝诫以色列人和犹大人说：当离开你们的恶行。谨守我的诫命律例，遵行我所吩咐你们列祖，并借我仆人众先知所传给你们的律法。十四节。
14。
他们却不听从，竟应着景象效法他们的列祖，不信服耶和华他们的神。有关北朝的以色列民呢，还有少数的犹大人呢，神还是很关心他们的。信仰生活的态度。
And here we can see that God still are very concerned over the faith of his people in the northern kingdom Israel as well as the southern kingdom Judah.
那历代以来这些先知呢，大部分受害。
And through history we can see that the prophet and the seers they are constantly being harmed.
但是神还是照样差遣这些先知呢去劝勉他们。
Still, God continues to send His prophet to teach His people.
到后来呢，这个以色列国就被亚述国来消灭。
But we know that in the end, the kingdom of Israel will be destroyed by Assyria.
这也就是说，主耶稣所说的这个比喻里面，到最后一个最后的算账。
And in the end, we can see it was the final judgment of His people.
那么南朝的犹大国呢？到后来是交给这个巴比伦国去教训他们。
And the southern kingdom Judah was being destroyed by the Babylonians.
那么这也呢，在过去的历史当中，在主耶稣的这个比喻里面，最后的算账。
And this is also the final judgment of the people.
然后呢，把这个葡萄园再另外租给新的人户去经营。
And following this, then perhaps the landowner will give his land to another group of tenants.
那么有关南朝的犹大国呢，神还是差遣跟北朝的以色列国一样，有很多批的这些先知啊。
Similarly, God would send many prophets to the northern kingdom Israel as well as to the southern kingdom Judah.
我们请看历代注下三十六章十五节十六节。
Turn to the second book of Chronicle.
历代注下三十六章。
Chapter 36.
十五节十六节。
Verse 15.
耶和华他们列祖的神，因为爱惜自己的民和他的居所，从早起来差遣使者去警戒他们。十六节。
16.
他们却讥笑神的使者，藐视他的言语，讥笑他的先知。
From here we can see the attitude of the people in the southern kingdom of Judah towards the messengers that are being sent by God.
到后来呢，已经没有办法再宽容下去，因为他们一直硬着心不悔改。
And in the end, God can no longer withstand their hard-heartedness because they refuse to repent. So that's why God allowed the kingdom of Judah to be destroyed by the Babylonian.
那王国70年以后，陆陆续续在复兴他们的家园。
And it was only later on, after 70 years,
国家的这个繁荣的记录没有。
But ever since after the destroys of northern and southern kingdom, there was yet any glory to be heard of the nations of Israel.
但是在这段期间呢，神还是照样呢，差遣他的使者呢，去劝勉神的百姓归向神。But
during this period of time, God still continued to send His people to preach to His the Israelite.
这当中呢，也有先知，也有智慧人，文士都有。
And among these people were the prophet, the seers, the scribes.
那么主耶稣在世的时候呢，也曾经稍微提一下。
And when Jesus was on his ministry, he himself has mentioned.
我们请看马太福音23章。
In the book of Matthew.
34节。
Chapter 38.
马太福音23章34节。
Sorry, chapter 23.
34节。
Verse 34.
所以我差遣先知和智慧人，并文士到你们这里来，有的你们要杀害，要钉十字架；有的你们要在会堂里鞭打，从座城追毙到那城。主耶稣在这边提到以色列民族的态度。Here
Jesus mentions the attitude of the Israelite.
那么神还是呢，一直容忍下去，差遣先知、智慧人、文士。
But God continued to bear with his people, and he still sent prophets and wise men and teachers to spread his word.
所以主耶稣在这个严父的这个比喻里面呢，就是在阐明这部分呢选民的态度。And
from this parable of the tenant, God, Jesus is trying to reveal the attitude of the Israelite, the chosen people.
那么有关神所差遣的先知呢，主耶稣曾经提到到苏西约翰为主。And
with regard to the prophet being sent by God, is the last one being sent is John the Baptist.
那么苏西约翰呢，还是殉道。And
we know that John the Baptist, he martyred for God.
为了正义呢，要 纠正希律王而呢，被杀死。It
was for the sake of righteousness that he was killed by King Herod.
我们请看马太福音11章13节。Let's
turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 11.
马太福音11章13节。Verse
13.
因为众先知和律法说预言到约翰为主。For
all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
苏西约翰呢，是有先知的最后一位。
And John the Baptist is the last of the prophet being sent by God.
但是这个苏西约翰呢，后来也是死在希律王的手下。But
in the end, we know that John the Baptist was killed by King Herod.
这是马太14章1节到12节记载。And
we can read the incident in Matthew chapter 14.
希律王呢，在他的生日那一天呢，杀死苏西约翰。
It was on the birthday of King Herod that he killed John the Baptist.
苏西约翰也是神所差遣的仆人。
John, he is a servant sent by God.
那么他死了以后呢，当年主耶稣在后来继续传福音。
And after his death, it was Jesus that continued to spread the gospel of the kingdom.
那主耶稣在这个比喻里面后面有提到说，这个主人后来差遣他的儿子去呢，也是呢被杀死。And
in this parable of tenant, we've read that the landowner sent his son and the son was finally being killed as well.
啊，这是应验在主耶稣的身上。
And this parable is fulfilled on Jesus.
但是新约时代啊，教会成立以后呢，这个逼迫还是继续的。
And the New Testament, even the church was established, there were still persecutions.
这些犹太人呢，一直扮演的角色就是严父的角色。
And the Jewish people, they continue to play the role of the tenant.
啊，新约时代第一位呢殉道的就是苏提环。
And the first person who was being martyred for God is Stephen.
这个是记在《使徒行传》第七章里面。
And we can read the incident in the book of Acts chapter 7.
那接下来呢，就是主耶稣的门徒雅各、彼得啊。
And after Stephen is James and then Peter.
陆陆续续都受害。
One after another, all the servants were being killed.
这些人并没有得罪他的同胞，只是传福音而已。
All these people, they were not hostile towards all these apostles. They were not hostile towards people. They were just merely preaching the words of God.
我们请看《使徒行传》十二章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 12.
第一节到第四节，《使徒行传》十二章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 12, verse 1.
那时，希律王下手苦害教会中的几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥。雅各
Verse 2
他见犹太人喜欢这个事情又去捉拿彼得那时正是赎孝节的日子
Verse 3
希律拿了彼得收在监里交付四班兵丁看守免班四个人意思要在逾越节后把他提出来当着众百姓办他、这里所记载的耶稣的门徒呢也牺牲了
Here we can see thatThe servant of Jesus, Jesus' disciple was being killed.
使徒雅各被希律王杀死。
And we also know that James was being killed by King Herod.
那后来呢？彼得也被抓去了，也定死刑了。
And later on, Peter was being arrested, and he was also sentenced to death.
但是主耶稣特别的怜悯，后来彼得被救出来。
But it was because of special grace of God that Peter was later on being released from prison.
那么以上呢，就是从旧约延续到新约呢，就是这样的啊。以色列民族呢，就是严父啊，一直对待神所差遣的人。
And since the Old Testament to New Testament, we can see how the people were like the tenant, their attitude towards God.
所以这个。比喻里面的原主呢，主的天上的神非常有慈悲慈爱。
From this parable, the landowner refers to the heavenly Father. He feels with much compassion.
那这也表示神不断的对选民的期待。
And this shows that this is the patience that God has for His people, and He's always waiting for them to repent.
圣经记载以色列民是神的选民呐。
The Bible tells us that the Israelites are the special chosen people of God.
在人看起来，巨人显明一定是非常优秀的。
And from the eyes of men, since they are chosen, then they must be superior.
优秀的人不见得善良。
And people who, although they may be considered as superior, doesn't mean that they are kind.
优秀的人不见得有这种慈爱的心。
And doesn't mean that they are compassionate.
所以一般的人都认为犹太人很优秀。
Oftentimes, people may think that the Jewish people are superior.
但是在某方面好像很欺强。
And on certain aspect, they may be 欺强。
个性欺强，很硬。
They may be quite stubborn.
所以有人就认为，神好像特别要拣选这种淳朴又欺强的百姓。
And it seems that maybe God, He wants to choose those people who were kind of like the Jewish, who were quite stubborn.
跟他们在一起，然后呢，渐渐地来感化他们。
And to be with them and to change them.
所以在以色列民的历史当中呢，才有这种被打被杀的这种记录啊。
That's why in the history of the Israelite, you can hear many incidents of people being flogged and being killed.
也就是说，希望这种欺强的百姓能够改变。
And which means to hope that this stubborn group of people will one day repent and change.
所以 南朝由大国灭亡以后的70年呢，还是继续差遣迁租啊，去欠免他们。
And although the southern kingdom was being destroyed, 70 years later, God still sent his prophet to teach his people.
我们请看尼希米记第九章。
Let's turn to the book of Nehemiah.
26节到28节。
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 29.
26节。
Verse 26.
尼希米记第九章26节到28节。
The book of Nehemiah, chapter 9, verse 26.
然而他们不顺从进背叛你将你的律法丢在背后杀害那劝他们归向你的众先知大大揉动你的怒气所以你将他们交在敌人的手中磨练他们他们遭难的时候哀求你你就从天上垂听照你的大怜悯赐给他们拯救者救他们脱离敌人的手28节让他们得平安之后又在你面前行恶所以你丢弃他们在仇敌的手中使仇敌辖住他们然而他们转为哀求你你仍然从天上垂听屡次照你的怜悯拯救他们从这一段的记录让我们发现神啊，这种容忍的心啊，是非常大的
From these verses we can see the heart of forbearance that God has on his people.
那么以色列民族还是呢不稳定啊。
But we still see that the faith of the Israelite continue to be unstable.
神的使者呢被打被杀的这种记录很多啊。
And there are many records of how his prophet and his seers and his messenger were being killed.
但是神还是差遣人去劝勉他们。
But still, God continued to send his people to teach the Israelite.
所以神这样关怀对待选民呢，真的让我们读圣经的人觉得很奇怪。
And so sometimes we find it very strange how God still continued to love his chosen people despite the fact that they continue to be hostile towards the messengers and prophets that he sent.
神的选民这么不好，为什么神还是不会发脾气呢？
And if his people are not good in his eyes, why is that God, he does not show his wrath?
这是让人很难去了解的。
This is difficult for man to understand and comprehend.
所以基督徒研究圣经啊，真的一辈子研究不完啊，太深奥。
And therefore this Bible, the words of God is very profound for many who study.
不过有时候把它想回来也是很简单，好像父亲对待自己的儿女一样。
But if you want to put it in simple context, it was just like how a father would treat his own son.
做儿女的有时候无助很顽固但是父母亲还是呢一再地原谅他们。
No matter how stubborn or ignorant the children are, parents still continue to forgive them.
也很少说做父母亲一气之下把儿女杀死，这个太少了。
And there are very rare incidents where parents in their wrath kill their own children.
爱都来不及，怎么敢杀他呢？
They love them more than anything else.
那么神呢？对待以色列民，对待世人也是这样的。
And this is the same as how God loved His chosen people.
但是呢，我们也发现，神往往在人呢，最狼狈、最痛苦的时候呢，他却给人开一条路啊。
And oftentimes we see that how men went in their most pitiful end, that God will open a way.
当时的百姓呢，在黑暗当中的时候呢，他就出现光啊。
It was a time of darkness that God gave His people light.
我们请参看马太福音第四章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 4,
16节。
Verse 16.
马太福音第四章十六节。
Matthew chapter 4, verse 16.
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光坐在属印诸地的人有光发现照着他们主耶稣来到世界好像一盏很亮的光
When Jesus come to this earth he's likened to this great light
犹太人呢在历史上呢到这个时候就是一直坐在黑暗里面的百姓
And even until then the peoplewas still living in darkness.
所以呢神还是呢 用他的大光来照这些啊在黑暗中的百姓。
And therefore God uses great light to shine upon his chosen ones.
所以主耶稣开始出来传福音拯救人的时候，
And during time when Jesus was on his ministry to save the people,
往往都是那些已经走投无路已经没有办法解决困难的人来投靠耶稣啊。
It was often those people in their wit end that came and turned to God.
所以那些长大麻风的得到医治。
We know about how the lepers were being healed.
那些瞎眼的得到看见。
And the blind can see.
那些患血肉病很多年没办法医治的就蒙主耶稣拯救。
And those illness that cannot be healed were being cured by Jesus.
还有被鬼附着的没有办法解放的也是蒙主耶稣的拯救。
And the demon possessed were also being saved by Jesus.
所以为什么这些人会先信耶稣呢？
Why did all these people come and believe in Jesus?
因为他们已经走投无路没有办法。
That is because they come to a point where they were without hope.
那么在教会这个历史里面的传福音啊也有这种趋向，但是后来也不见得是这样的。
And in the history of Christianity, in terms of spreading the gospel, it's also like this.
从耶稣教会的历史刚开始呢，神迹奇事很多啊。
In the beginning, there were many miracles, signs and wonders in the true Jesus Church.
为什么呢？
Why is that so?
这就是神呢，若不这样的话，人呢就不能够悔改来亲近他。
If not for this, there will not be many people who come and repent and believe in Him.
所以在教会历史里面呢，啊，第一代的，啊，有很多的都走投无路，蒙主耶稣拯救的。
Therefore, in the history of the church, we see that the first group of people were without hope. That then they come and turn to God.
但是渐渐的，神拯救人不一定要用这样的。
But this is not one and only way that God saves people.
尤其现在走投无路的人太少啊。
Especially now in today's life.Men have their own way.
但是这些人还是呢需要信耶稣啊。
But still, men need to come to believe in Jesus.
大家生活都非常安定，也需要信耶稣。
And even though we're living a life of peace, we still need Jesus.
所以我们这些信耶稣的、蒙主耶稣差遣的人呢，啊，他的工作永远做不完啊。
And therefore, for us who believe in Jesus, there are still many work waiting for us.To be done.
主耶稣在这个比喻里面呢，也暗示我们要向这些被杀害的仆人的这种精神呐、啊。
And in this parable of tenant, Jesus is also telling us that we should have this attitude of the servants.
来推展主耶稣悔改的福音呐、啊。
And to continue to spread this gospel of repentance.
这样呢，才能够配合天父的心意啊。
So then we will please our Father in heaven.
请看《使徒行传》书七章。
Let's turn to the book of Acts, chapter 17.
三十节。
Verse 30.
使徒行传》书七章三十节。
Acts, chapter 17, verse 30.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察；如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。人常常蒙昧无知啊。
Oftentimes, men overlook and were ignorant.
但是神还是不计较。
But still, God forgave him.
还是吩咐各地方要悔改归向他。
And he commands all his people everywhere to repent.
就好像主耶稣所说的这个严父的啊这种敌视的态度的这个比喻呢，主人还是继续差仆人去啊。
It's just like in the parable of tenant, even though the tenant they were hostile towards landowner, the landowner still continued to send servants.
就是希望呢，严父能够悔改。
And it is his hope that the tenant will repent.
所以有关这个比喻呢，啊，我们下午呢就讲这一部分。
And with regard to this parable, we come to understand just certain part of this portion.
做我们互相勉励。
For mutual encouragement.
让我们知道神的慈爱是非常的大。
And for us know that our God has great compassion.